Greetings, everybody. This is James Gilliland, and I'm your host on East Eddie Stargate. Again, we're all over the network. We're on Telegram, Rumble, YouTube, just everywhere. If you just type in East Eddie Stargate, it'll pop up. BBS Radio, which is the big one. But anyway, there's a lot to talk about. I wanted to start off with these moon missions, and the topic of today's show is moon missions, congressional hearings, and the Cygnus blast, Earth changes, UFO, UAP. So, kind of hit it all, get people to come and listen to the show. So, pass this on. This is going to be a great show. So, I want to talk about Tim Burchett and Anna Paulina Luna. They're doing a really good job, and they're actually going to the press and saying, "Hey, I got totally briefed. These beings are real." And they're still not really talking about the benevolent, the very spiritually and technologically benevolent beings. I haven't heard them get into that, which is what everybody is avoiding. But they are getting testimony from pilots and insiders, and hopefully Skunk Works folks that, have been back engineering the craft retrieval since the 30s in Germany. Germany actually built their own craft back in the 30s. And so this is nothing new, and they actually had channels that were channeling the information on how to build it, what they need to do, everything. And they kind of went awry on that one. But America's had its own space force since the 60s, so sadly they're still avoiding the higher councils, the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. And it's really time to go beyond the limited hangout, and really get into the people that can really help us take a quantum leap in evolution and live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and the planet. That's really where we need to go. Also, Cygnus, a binary system, is bombarding the Earth with intense energies, and we've mentioned this before, as a sign to watch, So anyway, according to many ancient history stories, his story, Cygnus plays a major role. Major role in the Earth's ascension, basically in spiritual evolution. The Greeks called it the house of Zeus, and the Greeks actually called Jesus Jesus, son of Zeus. So, though his birth name was Yeshua ben Joseph, in his travels he was referred to by many names, and ancient temples refer to Cygnus as the swan. The ugly duckling story turning into the beautiful swan is based on Cygnus. And could this trigger changes all the way down to the DNA, the ugly human transforming into the spiritual human? There is a massive influx of energy across the entire light spectrum, which it'll be affecting each one of our bodies, our physical body, our mental body, our emotional body, even our astral bodies. So it's gonna cause a lot of emotional outbursts, lethargy, the processing of wounds, traumas, childhood and past lives as well. So expect wild and crazy dreams. I don't know about you, but boy, it's crazy what I've been doing. I've been jumping dimensions and doing all this work on all these other dimensions, and I wake up just wiped, going, "Man, I was busy last night." But anyway, it's a really good time to find a good process-oriented therapist. We have one of the best and thorough therapies on the planet right now. I'm not trying to brag, but I've seen all the other therapies, and this is very thorough. It's very quick, and it goes straight to the core issues and pulls them using your own higher self. So it's an amazing process. And I've had university professors, like psychologists and things, say, "There's no way you can do this." They said, "You there's no way. This is going to take years of counseling to do." And I said, "Well, you can't really make statements like that until you've seen the counseling, seen how it works." And so I invited him to come out, and so he came out. And he brought one of his real most challenging people, and he brought him out. And then I asked him. I said, "Are you here because you want to be here? Are you here because he told you you needed to be here?" And she goes, "I'm here because he told me to be here." And I go, "Well, basically, we can't trespass. It has to be your idea. It has to be your will to do this." And so she kind of reluctantly agreed, okay, well, I'm here, I might as well do it. You could tell she wasn't in the right headspace to do it. So anyway, we went through the clearing and we went to all this ancestral, I can't say any names or anything, but went into all this ancestral abuse, childhood abuse, ritual abuse. I mean, it was a mess. And we went through all of it and cleared it out. And then we did the initiation, and it felt like she didn't really take off, with the energy. There was still, she didn't know us from Adam, and he just drug her up there basically, but up to the ranch. And so what happened when she got home, in her space where she felt safe, all of a sudden it all just came up and came through. And it was really intense for her, for about 2 or 3 days. It was like she could have done things quickly and gracefully, but she chose not to go that path, and that's free will. You can't trespass on that. But so it happened later on, and then afterwards, she said she stopped making appointments with him, and he was really upset about that. And he brought two or three people, other people up, and we did a process where we went through childhood trauma, past life trauma, all of that, cleared all that out, and then hooked them up with their own main teacher and guide, and helped them with their own personal connection to Creator. And then they stopped coming to him, and so he got kind of upset, going, "Hey, are you telling these people not to sign up for any more counseling sessions?" And I said, "No, not at all." And so it'd probably be good for them to have somebody to talk to, and so. Anyway, so that's the problem, is basically when you clear people like that, and your process is very quick, very thorough, and it goes right to the core issues and pulls them and clears them, you're going to get a lot of, in the mainstream curriculum or academia, they're going to get upset with you. It's like, there's a big thing out, everybody's trying to say, compare themselves to Jesus. So I'm not trying to compare myself to Jesus, but basically, when you do have abilities to help and heal and clear people and things like that, you're a threat to the whole system and, people's pocketbook, basically. But anyway, I'm really hoping to train more counselors. I probably will have a teacher's training session soon and see if I can get counselors. It takes two people, usually a male and female, to do this kind of work. And so I'm really love to train more couples in how to do this kind of work. And it's so amazing. If you really want to see people clear and heal and their whole lives change and take a quantum leap in evolution, this is the way to go. But anyway, we're getting a little backed up right now, but I'll be back at the ranch soon and I can do more. But anyway, that being said, this we really need to get some clearing to get through this, because everything's going to come up and you're not even going to know where it came from. It's like, you might have had a past life where you're burned as a witch, or you drowned, or you're a couple and you can't get near water because every time you do, you try to kill each other because you've already killed each other in past lives near water. Things like that come up, allergies, all kinds of things. There's people that are deathly allergic to cats, and it's because they're thrown to the lions in a past life. So there's a lot of things that come from that, that people don't realize. You just gotta, when you do these sessions, you can't have any preconceived ideas or anything. You have to be totally in the moment and just go with what's coming up, what's ready to clear or heal. All right, that being said, the sun has some major coronal holes coming into play, and this is streaming a lot of energy towards Earth. And I would expect a few, at least, M class, probably X class flares coming from these. They may not get up to that much, but there's also some major planetary alignments as well. So anyway, again, these massive influxes of energy are creating social, economic, and physical earth changes. So expect severe weather, an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. The axial seamount, a volcano off the coast of Oregon, we've been talking about for a long time. Keep an eye on it. It's rising with multiple quakes. And so there's a lot of activity. And then the California-Nevada border, it's rocking and rolling. California is caught in the middle. There's a lot of prophecies about California going for a ride, so you might want to start paying attention, sit on the land and meditate on it. The Cascadia subduction zone also is becoming active. And I'd say by the time this airs, there's going to be more quakes and volcanoes and severe storms. That's kind of a given. We just had 3 7-point quakes, right in a row, and they're going to continue to escalate. Now, as far as severe weather, there is a counterclockwise typhoon with winds up to 145 miles an hour headed towards Saipan, other US islands, and eventually it's going to come hit Japan. I think it'll die out a little bit before it hits Japan, but might want to get your boat out of mothballs. You might need it. Hawaii has been experiencing its thousand-year storm, the Kona low with high winds and massive flooding. And we found ourselves right in the middle of that one. Yet our farm on the Big Island has protection. So it's really weird where we're located. There's no flooding, no damage. It's nothing. Everything drains away from this farm. It's really strange. And if you've lived in Hawaii, the lava just sucks up water, So I see these torrential rain come down. I go, oh, the backyard's got to be flooded. And I walk out there and it's gone. The water's gone. So it's very porous, and the water just, in most cases, goes right through and on out to the ocean in underground streams. Also, too, a 7.4 quake just hit Indonesia with tsunami warnings, and I think they took those off, the warnings off, but the entire ring of fire is activating. And so I also keep an eye on St. Helens. It's getting ready to start popping off again. But if you take a sprinkler system and you have about three sprinklers on it and they're going, and you pop the one, the head off of one of them, or you break a pipe, all of a sudden all the other ones, just the pressure drops down to nothing. And that's what St. Helens does. It's taking the pressure off of our mountain, which is Mount Adams and Rainier. As long as it keeps letting the pressure off there, we'll probably be good. But Rainier's bulging and it's shaking, and Mount Hood, that one just looks like a volcano. It looks like Disneyland created their volcano after Mount Hood. It's really tall. And when you see mountains that are rounded off at the top, it means they don't go off very often. And because they've had all that time to nature to beat them down again and level it out. But anyway, Long Valley too is very precarious. That whole area is very precarious right now. Yellowstone and a lot of activity there. And basically all this incoming energy is causing the earth to expand, and it has to find outlets to release the pressure. It's that simple. And the fault lines are where the volcanoes are where the pressure gets released. So I definitely expect a lot of movement on the fault lines. The next subject is the moon mission, which I find hilarious, basically. And they humorously call it Artemis and Integrity, which it is not in integrity, I guarantee you, which is why they named it that. It's everything is an opposite, basically. So insiders, are leaking the video of taping the event, and it's all done in a studio. And the capsule was already burned and looked like it did the reentry thing, but it was dropped out of a plane. And there's videos showing all this, and it shows the astronauts all wired. They're floating, they're all on wire, and they have the studio and the capsule, front door of the capsule is open so they can film everybody in there. And you have to start asking yourself when you see these films, like, okay, who's outside? Why do they have the door open, and who's outside filming, if they are in space? But anyway, it's all special effects, and it's all over. It's already out all over the internet. Just, type in, moon, was the moon mission, or was Artemis fake, or whatever. And we also have pictures of astronauts supposedly on the moon with their helmets off, and a guy planting a flag on the moon with the moon in the background. It's getting so bad right now. The only thing I can say is the integrity has gone down about 10 notches and the AI has gone up about 10 notches. So basically, it's a lot easier to fake things, as we all know, if you look at present AI. It's like people have these questions. Oh, this, they picked them up, they picked them up. Nobody really saw it re-entry because the plane that dropped them off just opened its back door and let the parachutes out, and it sucked it right out the door and came down. It was already propped, but anyway, let's go ahead and play that video of the fake moon mission. Anyway, so people keep asking, why would they do this? I can give you 25 billion reasons why, with the 63 million a day budgeted for NASA. It's funny because lately I've been seeing, that old saying, follow the money. Just follow the money, and you'll know who's involved and why they do what they do. And it's sad because that is replete throughout the UFO community and the spiritual community. People, figure out how they got their money. Are they con artists? Are they delusional? Do they really believe their story? Which is ridiculous in most cases. I've never seen such ridiculous nonsense right now going on. But anyway, the people that are authentic, we always talk about that. You're not welcome. If you were in NASA, you would not be welcome. If you had a high level of integrity and you're authentic, you'd probably walk out the door. Anyway, of course, NASA in Hebrew means to lie, deceive from the highest levels. And if you Google this, it always says that is not what NASA means. It means National Aeronautics Space Agency or something like that. That's what they're all going to say. But then if you type in what is NASA in Hebrew, and then it'll give you the definition. So again, you can't go to Google or these other people. They're all part of it. See what else. Basically, there's not been one mission without UFOs filmed observing them. The space station is often shadowed, or had massive ships appear across its bow. We have that on film. We filmed a space station going over. It had a big ship right behind it, almost as big as a space station. And then a jet, massive mothership went right across its bow. We've got all that on film. And we actually called. I had a friend that was an engineer tied to NASA, and he called him up and he said, "Hey, do you guys have a shuttle up there or anything?" And they go, "Oh no, the shuttles are grounded." And they said, "Well, is there a Russian rocket up there, re-outfitting the space station?" And they go, "No, there's nothing up there." And we said, "Well, we just filmed something shadowing the space station, following it, with another massive ship going right across its bow, and there's no way they could have missed that, but and all of a sudden they go, "Well, let me check." And "Oh, wait, there is a Russian rocket up there that," and so they're never going to tell you the truth, basically. But anyway, we have the video and we have the engineers that were present when we filmed it, so we have it all on film. But anyway, we outgunned NASA at SETI with a $200 Sony camcorder, filming ships in every size, shape, and color, including landings. And this was like 30 years ago. 30, actually, we started almost 40 years ago. We just had our 40-year, what do you call it, reunion or something. I think we ought to do a big 40-year reunion party, maybe August, like during the Lion Gate. But anyway, we have pictures of the folks, driving them. We know who's on the ship. We know about their cultures, why they're here, what their intentions are. And we're very involved with the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced ones. So if you want to know the big picture, you're going to have to go to places like SETI or do your own research and go out and meditate and pray and ask for your own contact, basically. So I always say, imagine what we could do with just a million. What could SETI do with just a million? Full disclosure, 40 years of evidence, new sensory and recording devices all made available to the public. Of course that would put the posers, the shills, and the planned opposition, the morally and integrally corrupt out of business, putting it into the limited hangout groups and controlled narratives. So, whoops, did I say that out loud? That's almost like trying to say the new thing in Canada, the LGBTQ plus MM67. It's like, I don't know if you've heard that, but they have these letters, and they go on for like 5 minutes of all the people they're trying to be politically correct with. It's pretty funny. But anyway, NASA and the military are the height of censorship and the controlled narrative, with UFOs being the highest threat level. And that's why they do it. And that's why a certain agency is got their fingers in the pie with everything. Almost everyone and everything has connections. I won't mention who they are. You all know who they are. And, basically, the more you become enlightened, the more you realize almost every institution is a controlled narrative designed to keep the masses ignorant and enslaved. You know, these agencies and institutions owe their allegiance to the globalists, the billionaire eugenicists, and they're doing their bidding, basically. And they're disempowering, these are disempowering patriarchal and hierarchical systems in opposition to a true republic and the true teachings of Christianity. We are a Christian-based nation, basically. The Epstein files have revealed all of this. So, did you notice the photos of Epstein with the Pope, the Dalai Lama, icons in the religious, spiritual, and health industries? You know, ever see the serpent temple and throne of the Pope? Let's go ahead and show those photos of the serpent temple and the throne of the Pope. It's also coming out now that underneath the Vatican, in these catacombs down there, they have everything. They know the real history of Earth. They know the real story of Jesus. They know they have everything down there. And so, time to make that available. Templars are doing a lot to bring out a lot of this information. So anyway, just Google the NASA papers and look up in your skies with all the chemtrails and toxic fog, if you need evidence as to who's in charge of what. So the weather warfare also fits into this category. The good news is karma will have its way. It's being amplified and accelerated. Everything will be revealed. The curtain and the masks are all coming down. So those acting outside of universal law will have their lessons, and it will come swiftly. I'd say the next 2 months, you're going to see everything. You're going to see revelations that are you're going to go, oh my God, and it's already started. And there's a little heads up. A lot of this falls under the category of treason. That's why they do not want this stuff out. So anyway, this is the chaos we're experiencing, which is part of the great reveal or the great awakening and healing process, basically. So, best prepare on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Stock up your pantries and cellars. Have access to clean, fresh water, alternative power. Get to know your neighbor and let go of any judgments and differences. They'll be very petty in the days to come. So, initiating guidance through prayer and meditation, asking for help and the wisdom to know whether it is time to help somebody or actually set some boundaries is a must in the days to come. Many are going to be taken out by their own savior complexes and heartfelt desire to help, and me included. I keep trying to. It's like no deed goes unpunished. I try to help people. I see families being evicted, and I see all these things, and I try to help these people, and then they totally turn on you, and it's unbelievable. And I was listening to a couple other interviews with other people who are authentic. And they're saying the same thing. I've never had so many people turn on me, like in relationships, my family, my work, people I never thought would do that. As soon as I showed them what's really going on, or as soon as they brought in the ships, all of a sudden they just turned on them. It's really weird. But when you understand how the Demiurge works and the Archons and how they turn friends, family, everybody, because this system is the Shadow God system. And it's going to do everything it can to, if you are authentic and if you have some kind of morality and integrity, it's going to come after you, basically. And there's a lot of funky movies coming out about that. but they are, some of them are based on fact. And so, what is sad that so many of those he said he had supported and helped in the past became very competitive and slanderous rather than be appreciative with gratitude. People are often where they're at for a reason, and the proper response is loving detachment, with a little advice for them to ponder how they got into their often repeated situation. And so, sometimes we interfere with people's lessons, and some people need a really hard lesson because they're so locked in their own ego and their own arrogance and their own delusional world that they need a really hard lesson to kind of snap them out of it. And sometimes we get in the way of that. So I think it's that Saint Francis prayer, give me the strength to help those I can and the wisdom to know who I can't is basically what it is. So we're gonna have to practice a lot of that along with loving detachment in the days to come. I love that saying, being a Christ or a Buddha doesn't mean being a doormat, there's a time for taking a stand, setting boundaries. Anyway, all ascended masters, saints, and sages, including spiritually and technologically advanced multidimensional beings, never wanted to be worshipped. Bingo. Did you ever hear that? Even Jesus said, do not worship me because you diminish your own connection with the Father, the Father within you. And, all the masters said, I'm just here. Like guru means GURU. I'm here to help you become self-realized, to help you make your own personal God connection. That's basically what they're there for. There are others that want to be worshiped. They have huge followings and they're making billions of dollars. And those are not the people you want to seek out, basically. That you want to seek out the ones that are empowering you as an individual to take personal responsibility and make your own personal connection with Creator. So they all speak of an all-loving, all-forgiving, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient God to be accessed internally. So worshiping externally, is often the little g sacrificial gods of the past. And basically that's been forbidden in the New Testament, and any enlightened master will tell you that. It's like idol worship. How is that helping you to make your own personal, it's a just God connection, it's a distraction. And it totally diminishes one's own personal God connection as written by every enlightened master. Now there are a lot of books out there that, and there are a lot of kind of cults and basically religions that have started up, and they're all based on external worship of the little g gods of the past, because it's very clear in the New Testament that's been banished. No more sacrifice, no more idols worshiping, no more, and so that's all been done away with. So do we honor and respect them? Yes. Are there beings like Babaji, and are there beings like Buddha, and are there beings like Kuan Yin and White Eagle, and they all exist, beautiful beings, and we respect and honor them, and they will help us at times. Are there archangels? Of course there are. Are there spiritually and technologically advanced beings? Yep, they're out there, and they're waiting for us to initiate it. But they don't want to be worshipped, and they don't want us to, all of these patriarchal and hierarchical systems create division, and division between male and female, mainly disempowering the female, divisions between one's own personal God connection, giving one's power away to external governing bodies and institutions, which have always inspired wars, fear, guilt, unworthiness, all ungodly and divisionary tactics. And basically, there's no divisions in omnipresence. I tell you what flips people out. When you ask them, do you believe God is omnipresent? And they said, yes. And I said, well, why did Jesus say God is closer than the hair on your head? I mean, how can it be closer than the hair on your head without being you? And the spark of the divine is in everyone, and that's and you the way you go through it is you go past the hair of your head to your soul, which sits right next to the heart, and it actually has a weight to it. When you cross over, it goes, and you can actually measure it. But there's a cavity next to the heart where your soul sits, and your soul is connected to the creator. So they're not going to tell you. They want you to keep worshiping an external god, and then all these beings that we're worshiping are supposed to come in and fix everything for it. You know, they don't teach personal responsibility and teach you how to become one and make your own personal connection, sadly. But as you said before, there's no divisions in omnipresent. The creator is omnipresent within all creation. And it's the multidimensional unified field of consciousness and energy. It's the cosmic birther in which we all owe our existence. So what are all these, you know, if we all came from the same source and we're not this meat suit, this multicultural, multicolored meat suit, that we're all souls actually, and we all came from the source, what's the problem? You know, why are we not in service to others, in service to humanity, the earth? You know, it's if we're serving God, isn't God within everyone and everything? Where did everything and everyone come from? You know, in the beginning was the void. There was nothing there. And the creator meditated on itself and said, I'm bored. You know, let's get something going here. And boom, you know, big bang. And all of a sudden it started experiencing itself through creation and all of its creations. And that's us, basically. You know, I like what Babaji said. You know, you want to, he said, you really want to be a major contribution to earth is live a thoroughly loving, joyous, prosperous life. And be an example to others. And I love that, you know, but, you know, it's hard to do with all this fear, guilt, and unworthiness dumped on your head. But anyway, we talk about the source creator, you know, it's the multidimensional unified field of consciousness and energy. And again, it's the cosmic birther in which we all owe our existence to. So it's time to act accordingly. All advanced civilizations are governed by universal law. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. And that's coming back due to popular demand. Can you imagine all of these higher dimensional beings, the source itself, you know, with all of its legions, are pressing in on the earth? And so there's this multidimensional higher consciousness and energy, along with the sun going ballistic, along with whole systems bombarding the planet. And what is that doing to the lower dimensional stuff? You know, the stuff that feeds on everybody else, the people that are self-serving, you know, the people who have built their empires at the expense of humanity, the earth. What do you think that's going to do? Do you think they're going to continue? Are they frequency specific to what's happening? They're not. And it's just a matter of time. And we're going to see very shortly a lot of that collapse. So anyway. You know, there's a thing. Most are not ready for this next topic, but I'm going to go ahead and give it anyway because we've been talking about this for 40 years. Actually, I wrote books about this. Well, Scott Molter and his crew, guided by the Templars, you know, found highly scrutinized copies of handwritten scrolls written by Jesus. In his own words, Jesus said, "I am half human." And he spoke a lot about the higher dimensions, you know, the many mansions. In the Bible, they talk about the sons of Arcturus and the sweet energies of the Pleiadians. And in his own words, Jesus was talking about the sons of Arcturus, the Arcturians. And these are extremely advanced, multidimensional and interstellar civilizations. Higher council is something we've written about again for the past 40 years. Your ministers and priests never talk about this. You know, they have a format, a controlled narrative. You know, they have a hierarchical system, and it's a patriarchal system. And you know, I'll talk more about that. But Mother Mary had pure genes from the first Lyran colonies, and it turns out that she was actually a priestess. She went through all the mystery schools, and she was highly evolved. And actually, she was pretty wealthy too. So all these stories they're talking about her were nonsense, and that's coming out in these scrolls that they're finding. And she had pure genes from, and this is my understanding of it, she had first genes from the first Lyrian colonies. So the Lyran colonies are also known as the Anunnaki. Those who came from heaven to earth, they actually came from Lyra. They were the ancient ones, the old ones. And so our creation story goes all the way back to the first landings of the Anunnaki, but there are actually more advanced race even before them that were here. It goes back billions of years. We've had major startovers on the earth. Anyway, so when Mary was pregnant, Joseph said, "I will not marry her because she's with child, and I never knew or mated with her." So when they say I never knew her, it means you never mated with her in the Bible. So the father of Jesus was not Joseph. His father was not of this world, by definition, extraterrestrial, as Jesus in his own words said. And he said that, I'm half human. Say, who was the other half? Some refer to the other half as Gabriel. And because, when he said, "I'm not going to marry this woman," they appeared to him and said, "You are going to marry her. This is our child. This is God's child, and you'll rear him as your own." So anyway, going back into that, they had to genetically upgrade the body of the soul of Jesus to incarnate, and he would have burned out the synapses of a normal human body. His soul force was too powerful for him to come into a body, and this was all common knowledge before they started tinkering with, the books, the Bibles, and everything else. If you get the most ancient Bibles, especially the Ethiopian Bible, you'll see all this. I mean, they had frescoes all over churches. And Kosovo had these beautiful frescoes with all these ETs, in ships. And they have frescoes with Jesus and Mary coming in on these beautiful light ships and beams coming off these light ships coming down to hit Mary in the crown, giving her a download of energy. And let's go ahead and throw a bunch of those frescoes up for people to see. All right. So anyway, all this information, I want to just say something before using these words and all this information. Be sure you're doing it to educate and empower the masses, not for your own self-serving, opportunistic goals. There's a lot of that going on. The need for external love, acceptance, and approval, or for seeking fame and fortune, this has become epidemic right now. And I've seen it just, I don't know if these people are full on delusional or they just have it, they're just totally morally and integrity corrupt. Some are just full on con artists, but you need to be able to sense the come from. Where they're coming from, why are they doing this? And they come from determines what comes through. That should be a shirt. The come from determines what comes through. That'd be a good shirt. I have to make that one. So there's a lot of information coming through lower levels of consciousness as well as the ego. People are channeling their own ego in a lot of cases, and sometimes they're channeling past lives and some of the memories within the past lives. And there's two sayings we always use: just because you're dead does not mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. And the last thing we want to leave you with, there's a couple statements by Jesus where he said, "They will use my face to gather their monies and build their churches." Gee, I think I've kind of experienced that one recently. They use your name, and your face and your information. And then they shut the door on you. It's unbelievable. And we have to realize the whole thing is a controlled narrative. There's, disclosure has nothing to do with disclosure. It has everything to do with what do you call it? Entertainment, basically, and maintaining the controlled narrative. So if you're really going to get into true disclosure, you're going to have to go back millions of years. They're saying the earth is 4.5 million years old. It's actually 7.5 billion years old. But there's a whole time period when the sun never hit the earth and had a total cloud cover around it. So that throws off all their carbon dating and everything else. And also too, the earth was a hot gaseous ball that was solidifying for quite a long time. And I have full memory of most of my past lives, and one was on a ship flying by the earth and saying, "That's going to make a really nice planet one day, as soon as it cools down." and forms its crust, but another billion years. But anyway, but this is basically the opposite of his teachings, of Yeshua's teachings, which really empowered the individual to make their own personal God connection and shine that connection to others, as written in his own words. He said, "Ye will do greater works than I, for I go on to the Father. What I do, you will do greater works." I mean, how can you do greater works if there isn't the potential for all of us to become Christ, which is a level of consciousness? Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, enlightened, they're all synonymous. They're just different levels of enlightenment. So anyway, it is good to gather, shine, and share, yet as long as at the end of the day you acknowledge the God within and do not give your power and assets away to those who would misuse and abuse them. And there is a lot of that going on right now. So do not mistake disclosure for entertainment. And don't believe the house of God is external and someone else knows you better than your own unique soul purpose. You have everybody has their own unique soul purpose, and you have your own connection to the Creator within. And if people aren't guiding you to do that, and helping you unfold yourself into that, then they're disempowering you basically and cashing in on your ignorance. So anyway, real disclosure is coming from the skies, and for God's sake, do not fall for those who consider themselves the chosen ones. What Jesus referred to as the synagogue of Satan. So those who make sacrifices to the little g gods of the past, arrogantly believing they can do as they wish to non-believers, take their land and their lives, and by their deeds they're known. So a lot of people get upset about that. I'm the first one to say that I don't have enough information about what's happening in this Iran war. I do have a lot of inside information, but some of it hasn't been verified. There's a lot more going on than we can imagine. And it's all tied to the globalists and the cabal and those guys. And they're thick throughout. They created the Iranian regime, and they also, they're funding. I don't want to get in too much trouble, but just say they're funding the leaders, both sides of almost every war. They've always funded both sides of every war since Napoleon. And some of those guys are funding the wars, over in the Middle East. You'd be surprised who's funding Hamas and all these other people, to keep the war going and to keep the greater Israel plan expanding out, so they can take over more country. It's a mess. It's a huge mess. And so before you point the finger at one person or this person or say they're evil or whatever, I'd really do a lot more research into this. Now, I'm totally against genocide, basically. It's a no-brainer. We all came from the same source. We're all family. Genocide is genocide, period. Enlightened people don't do genocide, and if they are the chosen ones by God, there must be a very ignorant God functioning here, because they're not enlightened and they're acting totally outside of universal law, and their character is established by their actions, and so that's a no-brainer when you look at it. I mean, you know how many Christian churches and Christian Palestinians and Christian areas have been just totally wiped out over there and taken over. They're bulldozing their churches and their land and putting up settlements. It's the whole world. 70% of the world is against this. There's ways of doing things now. Now, this isn't about being in service, and there's nothing holy about war. There's never been a holy war. There's always been one king or leader wanting what another king or leader had. And that's what's playing out here. And there's one group that wants to expand their borders and take over everything. And unfortunately, we're helping with that. But but then again, that there's one group that's kind of really abuses their people and the women and everything else, and they're pretty fanatical, and we can't let them have a nuke. So, I mean, there's so much to this. I don't even. I'm just glad I'm not the one making these decisions, to be honest with you. Because what if you said, okay, I'm totally against genocide. I'm against the war. I'm against all of this. And you know, if we took that stance, we'd all be speaking German right now. And you know, there's a lot of people in the past that started out good, you know, where all these genocides happened and everything. A lot of them started out good, and then they just went over the edge, and then they tried to create a utopian society, and they felt they were the chosen ones, and they gave up all their guns, and the next thing you know, so many billion people were killed, or a million people. And we got to break that pattern. You know, it's not working. But I'm really hoping we have a peace, and that whatever government takes over is a republic that totally serves the people, and that there's an interim government, which I guess this prince guy is going to come in, the lion, forget his name. But you know, he's going to be an interim guy, you know, and then he's going to establish a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, supposedly. And I think that would be great to see that. And it'd be nice if all governments sat down and agreed to universal law, that we're all going to operate under universal law, and we're going to get together, and we're going to work our stuff out, and we're all going to gain, both economically and spiritually, because we're going to stop all these wars. I mean, it's very simple. You know, what if all the major leaders decided they were going to live according to universal law, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everybody? What does that do? That solves everything. No more wars. The war and disease profiteers are gone. You know, everybody's going to start working together in service to others. And we're going to drop all these grudges of the past, all these historical grudges. And we're going to come back around, and then we're going to join the rest of the multiverse in peace, who all live according to universal law. That's what's being made available to us. And these higher beings coming in, whatever you want to call them, if you want to call them archangels and angels and you know, the source itself, God, creator, Allah, whatever name you want to give it, you know, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness, the cosmic birther, you know, of all creation, creator within all creation. Everybody has it. I always call it God, creator, great spirit, and tries to cover the whole thing. But anyway, the bottom line is, whatever name you call the source, we all came from that source. Because in the beginning was the void, there was nothing. And so what did everything come from other than the mind of the creator, or the consciousness of the creator, that was lowered from consciousness to light to energy and then into mass? That's the vibrational continuum. And we're the mass. We're down here falling around thinking we're a body and a personality. You know, this meat suit, we identify with it, and we're so much more. So anyway, we've got to get past that and realize we're all multidimensional beings. We all have the God spark within us. We're all family, and it's time to start getting along and hold our leaders to this as well. You know, tell your leaders, we want to see universal law on earth. We want to see heaven on earth. We want to see people getting along with each other in peace and prosperity. You know, that's not just the few, you know, so that's where we need to go. But anyway, I went on with quite a rant, so got to leave some time for the upcoming workshops. There's some great workshops coming up at ESETI, and be sure and go to the website and check them out. You know, there are going to be some awesome workshops. We'll cover everything. And I'm going to cover a lot of the Ethiopian Bible information, the latest Templar releases, you know, that have come out of Jesus's own words. A lot of this information that is going to really empower and free the people, and help people making their own personal God connection, and get rid of all this external worship and all this fear, guilt, and unworthiness. It's just been totally pressed upon us, basically. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to head out. Have a great evening. I'll be at Corey's conference here on the 23rd, I think 24. Check that out. A lot going on. Hope to see you there. Have a good evening. Good night.
Thank you. Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.